ورحمة الله وبركاته مسكساب أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you this beautiful Saturday morning. May Allah Ta'ala grant you and the family afiyat, Mufti Sahab. Inshallah, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri. وَحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِّن لِّسَانِي يَفْقَهُوا قَوْلِي سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 20th of Muharram 1446, and today is the Gaza genocide, day number 295. Barakallahu feekum to you, Ma Salim Kareem. Thank you to our brothers, brother, our Bonface, and our brother Mr. Mackenzie Day in Durban as well. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today, with the grace and mercy of Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on Surah Yasin, chapter number 36 and verses 81, 82 and 83. So Almighty Allah informs us about His Qudrat-i-Kamila, His supreme power, and everything is under His majesty, authority, sovereignty. أَوَلَيْسَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. What? That Hamza, you see, in proper Arabic, you call it Hamza. When there is no Fatha, Kasra, Dhamma, then you call it Alif. So Hamza istifham, inkar. A rhetorical question Almighty Allah is posing. أَوَلَيْسَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. What? Has not Almighty Allah Jalla Wala created the heavens and the earth, the celestial creation, terrestrial creation, the entire universe? بِقَادِرِينَ. So what, does He not have the power? Ala أَن يَخْلُقَ مِثْلَهُمْ. That He creates similar to that. Obviously He has the power. Almighty Allah has the power to do anything, everything. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. He has power over everything. He is فَعَالُ لِمَا يُرِيدٌ. He created us the first time. So for Him to resurrect us is very easy. There is no problem in that. Hence Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in the Noble Quran, وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَبْدَأُ الْخَلْقَ ثُمَّ يُعِيدُهُ. That He, Almighty Allah, created this creation the first time, then He will resurrect it. وَهُوَ أَهْوَنُ عَلَيْهِ. And it is easier for Him. The first time also was easy. Second time also is easy. But Allah uses the term وَهُوَ أَهْوَنُ عَلَيْهِ. It's easier for Him according to our logic and understanding, because with our puny little brains we can't think very far. So chapter number 30 and verse number 27. So there Almighty Allah is enlightening and informing us of everything. So everything is in the power of Almighty Allah. Bala, why not? Obviously He can. Then see what Allah says. وَهُوَ الْخَلَّاقُ الْعَلِيمُ. He is the only Khaliq, creator. Not only Khaliq, وَهُوَ الْخَلَّاقُ. He is the supreme creator. So that is hyperbole, that is mubalagha, an intensive form. So you don't translate Khalaq only as creator. You create, you say it is He, Almighty Allah, was, is, will always be the supreme creator. Human being, professors, doctors, scientists, the whole universe creation come together, cannot even create a single fly, as I mentioned to you several times. And all of them can get together, and how will ensoulment take place? Who will instill the ruh, the soul, the spirit in that creation? They don't even know what the soul and the spirit is. So Almighty Allah is the supreme creator, and He alone is all-knowing. So therefore the challenge is out for all the scientists, doctors, professors. You think that you are so great, but how come you can't even create a single fly? So Surah 22, Surah Hajj on pilgrimage, verse number 73, and Almighty Allah's challenge still stays till today and till the day of Qiyamah, till doomsday, it is valid, remember that. Innama amruhu, innama fahasar and qasar. Only for Him, Almighty Allah, amruhu is His command. Idha arada shay'an, that when He wants to decree something, ayyakula lahu kun fayakun. He says, be and it is. He tells the sun to rise at this time, tells the sun to set at this time. It happens. There in Paris, in Paris, they said they're going to have the greatest Olympics, and you see how it started raining, and how the trains were sabotaged. So everything of human being, remember, will end up in disaster, remember. Always there will be limitations, there will be weaknesses, and eventually when it's haram, then it must be humiliated and disgraced. So ayyakula lahu kun fayakun, for subhanalladhi. Wherever in the Quran Sharif or Sunnah Mubarakah you find this word subhan, it's always with the fatha, always with the Zabar. It means sabbahtu, sabbahna, I have declared, and I have said that we have declared. Almighty Allah, all glory, all perfection is for you. Huwa munazzahun anil uyubi wal naqais. He transcends every weakness, every defect, every shortcoming, and that is Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, Almighty Allah's majesty, authority, sovereignty. Hence, you see the Father. Hence, therefore, Subhanalladhi, everlasting glory, perfection for Him alone, Almighty Allah. Biyadihi is in His hand. Allah Ta'ala's hand, lahu yadun laki ala kaidina. He has a hand, but not like our hands, not like anything of creation. Laysa kamithli shay. Nothing of creation resembles Almighty Allah. And nothing of Almighty Allah resembles creation. Everything of Almighty Allah is unique. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ. There is none equal to Almighty Allah in any aspect, in any respect. So بِيَدِهِ, it is in His power. مَلَكُوتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, the dominion, the sovereignty, authority of everything. وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ, and unto Him you will be returning. Meaning death will come and we'll have to stand in the court of Almighty Allah, and we will come to Almighty Allah individually. وَكُلُّهُمْ آتِيهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَرْدًا, and everyone will come, remember, to Almighty Allah individually. Surah Maryam, chapter number 19, verse number 95. Are we ready for that day? Have we prepared ourselves for that day? Surah 3, verse 194. وَلَا تُخُزِنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Oh, beloved Allah, do not disgrace us on that day of justice. اللَّهُمَ لَكَ الشُّكْرُ كُلُّهُ وَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ كُلُّهُ. Ya Allah, all praise, gratitude is for You. We concluded and completed Surah Yasin with Your grace, with Your mercy, the barakah, wasila of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We thank the capital group. May Almighty Allah reward them, grant them more capital in Iman, Islam, Ikhlas, and Almighty Allah reward Bahaji Muhammad Ikhlas and his team, and Almighty Allah accept us. That is a great, great thing. And we dedicate this today's lesson of Surah Yasin and the entire Surah Yasin in the Quran Sharif to all our marhumin, our beloved parents, our beloved family members, our teachers, our mashayikh, and the entire ummah from Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam's time right till the last child who will be born and then die and pass away with Iman. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 20th of Muharram 1446, and GG Gaza genocide is day number 295. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We present to you the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, internationally. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Two jutlas dead and many more injured, and they are waiting in transit to get roasted and toasted. And you can see that what psychological trauma they are going through. And yesterday late at night I received, you must remember, a message that 100 of them or more had to be rushed to hospital because some new disease has attacked them and so forth, and few of them are in serious condition. So that is Almighty Allah's punishment on this nation that is cursed by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Harris says she won't be silent on Gaza. And that is when she met Netanyahu, and on his face she said that. That was a brave statement. So Netanyahu, the war criminal, and all his ministers, the white and the right wing there, they've gone crazy. Now they're attacking Harris and so forth and so on. She said she will not be silent on Gaza. So any person who has some humanity will not be silent. You murdered, according to the American doctors who went to Gaza. They say that the people killed and martyred and murdered there are more than 92,000 people. So how can you be silent and so forth? 180,000 people displaced in 4 days in Khan Yunus. Go here, go here, go here. The only lesson for these jutlas, terrorists, rogue regime and murderers is one settler, one bullet. We must have no empathy, no sympathy for them. That is what Islam teaches us. Why did Bibi go there? And what a smack in his face. The president was not there for his speech, but Biden was not there. The vice president, Kamala, was not there, Harris, and the foreign minister, secretary of state, Blinken, was not there. The three musketeers, Haramis, were not there, remember? And then he went with a big list. We want more arms, we want more money, we want more cash, and so forth and so on. Listen to this here. This is American politics. You know the American people, masses are asses. That's always I found them to be like that. In my two visits also, I realized one thing, that the people are good people normally. Good people meaning they're simple. They're not so shrewd and all that. But the politicians, haramis, and they are the worst of the worst, the scum on this earth, because they want to carry deals with Israel and APEC and so forth. So, listen to this, you, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Merkaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. The FBI says there was no bullet that struck Trump. There was no bullet that really struck Trump. It was the shrapnel that hit him and so forth. So what Trump did? He pulled another fake job, you must remember. So somebody, one of the headlines in the American newspaper, had it nicely. Bullet for Trump, but kills Biden. How's that one there? So the bullet, if you want to call it a bullet or shrapnel, went to Trump, but it knocked Biden out of the equation. So now the sympathy of the Americans, because masses are asses, will lie with Trump, and that's exactly what happened. So after that, remember, they told Biden, you don't stand any chance, you're wasting our time. But however, Trump's lead is shrinking very fast against Harris. So what he does, this is Trump's old tactics. So now characters us as a nation. Now he's attacking Harris one way, you must remember that. And it will be a very, very tight race, because the whole America is polarized on every line. Political lines, racial lines, humanity lines, so everything you can think of. So Almighty Allah is cursing them as well. Why are you helping Israel and not asking any questions? Olympics. So now they told you it is 100 years the Olympics have come to France, and it will be something magnificent. Well, it was far from spectacular, the way it rained and so forth, and the trains were sabotaged, you must remember. So who did they blame? Because the trains could not come into Paris, and because the athletes and they had to go on boats and so forth, so they're pointing the finger to Russia. If Russia did it, Putin, job well done. You humiliated them and disgraced them. Listen to this, how the fortunes have turned. Can you believe it? The people who built and established Israel, the rogue apartheid regime, number one, Britain, they're the biggest haramis, then America, and then the result is Israel, the illegitimate child, the big B. So remember, with the new elections and new government, the UK government says there will be no objection from the UK government if Bibi Netanyahu or Gallant are arrested. Under Sunak, they said they're going to object. And under Starmer, so another harami, yet he says, no, there'll be no objection. Can you believe that? So the only government standing with Israel now is America. The rest are turning against them. And very soon, America will have to turn, because both of them will fall. America will fall. Netanyahu, Israel will fall. And you can see that. See Australia. Australia, another puppet of America and Israel. Australia imposes sanctions on the Israeli settlers, some of them. The point I want to make is France imposing sanctions, Australia imposing sanctions. Why you don't impose sanctions on the ministers? You know Ben Gvir, you know Smotrich. These are extreme right-wingers, terrorists, murderers they are. And you have to, now what you are doing is you are just imposing sanctions on the crumbs. You know, just on the small fry. Why you don't go for the big guys? You must impose sanctions on the ministers. Impose sanctions on Israel as a state, then we will say you are doing something good. You know Scott Ritter, he told us about Iraq, a pack of lies, you must remember Colin Powell did, and all that, and they murdered more than 1 million people in Iraq, 500,000 of them children, and she, Madeleine Albright, the Jewess, the harami, rotting in hell, getting roasted and toasted. He said that what Bibi spoke there, and to the Congress, was a big pack of lies, and he analyzed the whole thing, and more than 60-70% were a pack of lies and so forth. Those who were cheering him on and standing and giving standing ovation, bunch of prostitutes and prostitutes, that's my words. And thereafter in Philippines, a ship sinks and more than 1 million liters and so forth, oil, fuel, all that. So that whole area is going to become toxic and very bad. Hindus attack Muslims in Maharashtra state, remember. That is there, and they attack their homes, their shops, and they told them, better become Hindus. Say that, Jao, Jao, Pakistan, Warna Qabristan. If you don't want to become a Hindu, pack up and go to Pakistan, or we will send you to Qabristan, to the graveyard. So these are, you must have Modi's party, BJP, bunch of terrorists, super terrorists. You know Modi himself is a butcher of Gujarat, and nobody can deny the Hindutva has really caused India great problems. So because their human rights and so forth is stinking against the Muslims, against the Sikhs, against the Christians and so forth and so on. So they are our worst enemies. Chapter number 5, verse number 82, and that is Surah Ma'idah, the last verse of the six Jews, the six Supara. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Your worst enemies will be the Jews and the Hindus, the Mushrikeen, idol worshippers. We never say every Hindu, every Jew, but we definitely will say that majority Hindus, majority Jews, and you can just see it with what's happening in India and Israel. Canada, the wildfires continue, and this is a punishment for them. Go look at the Haaretz newspaper. The guy, your cartoonist, did a good job. Now this guy, you know Trump. Trump is a hell of an arrogant guy. He's a narcissist. He's an egoist. So he's reclining on his recliner. And then, oh, Biden, this guy comes there, Bibi Netanyahu. He says, you have to lick my toes first. So, oh, Bibi starts licking his toes, oh, Trump's toes. Then he says, go lower and lower. How much lower, I don't know. That we will have to ask Bibi and Trump, both haramis, both war criminals, if you ask me. So that is what they said. Saudis promoting ballet. Can you imagine? Khadimul Haramain Sharifain, Khainul Haramain Sharifain, 16, 18-year-old young girls in the prime of their life and now going to dance and shake their posteriors and I don't know, their frontiers and whatever else and so forth in front of the world. And that is progress for MBS, the Murtad, and you Salafi scholars who have sold your soul to the devil. So let me give you five items of news in South Africa. Inna lillahi wa inna rajoon. Yesterday, Jummah time, Friday, whilst the Imam was delivering a lecture, you know, they're gangsters, lot of gangsters. A guy entered the masjid, no mask, nothing, and he was targeting one of the opposition gangsters. He put 6 bullets into the guy, into the masjid there in Brooklyn, you must remember, sad incident. And they rushed that person, the person who was shot, they had treated to the hospital and so forth. Whether he survived or not, I'm not sure. You can fill me in, brothers, sisters from Cape Town. But what an indictment upon us. I'm telling you, all our masajid, we have to get CCTV. You need to beef up your security, because today the crooks come in, the gangsters come in, and Allah alone knows who else will come in. So that is a terrible incident for us as Muslims. Then we go to White River. When we speak of White River, normally we think of Mohana Mohammed Gardi, but now there's got nothing to do with Mohana Gardi. 95 Libyans, almost 100 of them, they came in with dubious visas and they were doing complete military training. And our intelligence and police are so fast asleep, only after 3 months they discovered all this was happening. You should lock them all up and let them spill the beans. For which country are they acting here and so forth? You know Libya is gone to hell. How many factions there after Gaddafi and so forth? Even Trump admitted that. He said that Libyans were better off with Gaddafi. Iraq were better off with Saddam Hussein. And you Americans came and tore them to pieces. So now they found some jobs there. They came as mercenaries. But who hired them? Who's paying for them? A proper army operating under our noses. I mean, that's a terrible thing. And maybe they came to attack Muslims. We don't know. You know, the Jutlas are busy everywhere also. We don't know who is responsible. Can you believe, you know, in South Africa, you see Cyril, you're a disgrace. I mean, let's be honest about this, that you're a hopeless president, maybe the worst in South African history, you know. You got a bloated government, 75 ministers, and every one of you collecting millions per year. Then you got so many perks. Now the king gets also a promotion and increase in wages. You are playing with our money. You're making us idiots, you know. You're making us fools, you must remember. Now we got prepaid meters. When we put the money in, that thing hardly moves nowadays, just like the petrol price. So it's a disgrace what the ANC is doing. I mean, let us be honest about these issues. Therefore, me, I never ever voted ANC, and I'll never ever vote. I'll never shake their hands also. There's Cyril and all these characters. An absolute disgrace, if you ask me. Now look at that white guy, Van Schroef. He died. And remember, he murdered 39 blacks. And he was very, very proud about it. But he was only charged for about 7 or 9 murders. The rest were not even considered as a crime. That is what apartheid did. But who set him free? The democratic government. You should let him hang in jail. You must. But what you did, ANC, you scrapped, you must remember, the death penalty. penalty. A guy like this is an ideal candidate. 39 blacks he killed and he was proud about it. You should hang him right in public. That is what you should have done. And then your crime situation should come right. But you want to cover curry favor, bootlick. You must remember that the Western media and so forth, we got human rights and so what human rights you got? Waste of time. You have become the rape capital of the world, the murder capital of the world, gender violence capital of the world, gay capital. That's what your constitution has done. Another sad incident in Cape Town, you must remember, you know, it's run by DA, right? We know DA 100% pro-Jew and Israel. So right next to our first masjid, Masjid Awal Masjid, 200 years before our democracy, always remember it that way, 1994 democracy, 1794, remember was what? That this masjid was built by Imam Tuan Guru Rahimahullah, and you can visit it. The Hilton Hotel was there next to Burka, in Burka, next to the masjid. Now you must remember the other hotel it is, the Rihayat Regency or Hayat Hotel, whatever they call. So it's just 200 meters plus minus from there, a very historic place, green color masjid and so forth. Next to it, they were to put up a hotel. Now imagine the wine, dine and swine and the gays and all of them coming right next to our masjid. It's an insult to us Muslims. Yesterday was the last day. I sent it out. I hope you Muslims protested, and you must demonstrate and tell these jutlas that we cannot allow all this nonsense of your people. Remember that. Okay, then Hauser contacted me yesterday, and they are looking for Imam immediately. So end of July, you must remember, if somebody can finish up or you're looking for a job, then Hauser, wonderful place. My connection Zahir is there, Zahir Musa, so you can contact him, you can contact me, we'll give you, furnish you with all the details. So they then Hauser immediately, they want an imam to start from 1st August, mid-August, inshallah. So a very nice place, you understand, sleepy little town there and so forth. So the imam resigned, I don't know what happened and so forth, but anyway, that they're looking for imam immediately, inshallah, in Den Hauser. Where's Den Hauser? Half an hour from Newcastle. So that's where Newcastle, and Newcastle NN, Den Hauser NDH. So that will make it easy for you. So inshallah, you go and visit it and see, is Istima taking place in Newcastle on the 9th, 10th, 11th? You can visit Den Hauser one time, go for an interview and so forth. Mausaleem, we have 15 minutes left. Let's fire up, inshallah, Aziz.
Mufti Saab, why do some jinnat trouble human beings?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala revealed an entire surah in the Noble Quran, and that is Suratul Jin, chapter number 72. Jin, Jim, Noon, Jannah, Janin. So when you study Arabic philology, history, beauty, you will find anything that is got Jim and Noon, Junoon. So remember, it is something hidden. Junoon, insanity. See, it's hidden. You can't see it. And Jin, the invisible creation of Almighty Allah. Janin, the fetus. So that is, the mother also cannot see it. There's different thing now. You go for the scan, but like that, you can't see it. And it comprises 28 verses. So chapter 72, and it has 28 verses. Now what Almighty Allah teaches us about the jinn? وَأَنَّا مِنَّ الْمُسْلِمُونَ وَمِنَّ الْقَاسِتُونَ. So some of them are Muslim, and some of them are non-Muslim, and they want to cause harm to you. So therefore, Almighty Allah taught us, read Surah Baqarah. What are you doing this weekend? So remember, spend your leisure time in the pleasure of Almighty Allah. Maa Salim Kareem reads beautiful Quran. For him, it will take half an hour. For me, it will take 35, 40 minutes. I'm slow reader. So for example, so that to read whole Surah Baqarah. For you, you don't, you long 1 hour, 3 hours, 2 hours, depending how fast or slow you read. So read the entire Surah Baqarah. Why? Hadith Sharif, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Iqra Surah Al-Baqarah, read Surah Baqarah chapter 2, comprising 286 verses. فَإِنَّ أَخَذَهَا بَرَكَةً, that when you read it, it will bring barakah, blessing in your house, shop, premises, verses wherever you are. وَتَرْكَهَا حَسْرًا. And you don't read it, you omit it, it will bring remorse and regret. وَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُهَا الْبَطَلَ. Those evil forces, satanic forces, jinnat forces cannot overpower it. It's Allah's kalam, remember that. So that is Muslim Sharif, authentic hadith. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Uqba radiallahu anhu, Uqba, la yata'awwadhu ahadun bi mithlihima. You don't want to read the whole entire Surah Baqarah, then read every moment, every time after Salat, before you sleep and so forth. Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq, qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. 11 verses when you combine both surahs and chapters. And remember, mu'awwidhatain, it will give you protection, and you will be mu'awwidhatain, you will be protected by the jinnat and everybody else. Stay in hudu, give out charity. So in that way, we build a firewall around ourselves, and Allah alone will envelope us in His mercy. Chapter 7, verse 151. And what is that? وَدَخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Oh, beloved Allah, include us in your special, special mercy, whilst you alone are أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ, the most merciful one to show mercy.
Mufti Sahab, please give advice to our Muslim boys. Some of them have huge problems. They refuse good Muslim girls.
Chapter 72, verse 14 was the verse I quoted to you. I don't know if I gave you the ayat number. Chapter 72, verse 14. The problem is, yesterday I was gone there to Mayfair. My brother Ahmed Abdi from Mayfair came to fetch me. Allah Jalla Wala reward him. And then we were speaking about this, about that, many other issues. So this also came, you know, that whether he told me, other people told me, so many people we meet. He say, ABC's son got married to this daughter got married to this guy here. ABC guy. And then after 6 months, 1 year, they realized that this guy is gay, and so forth and so on. So when we look at our Muslim society, community, ummah, micro, macro, whether you look at South Africa, Africa, Arab countries, you will find that the parents are shirking their responsibilities. When we study the Noble Quran, chapter 17, verse 24, رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّ يَعْنِي صَغِيرًا. Oh Allah, Jalla wa Allah, have mercy on my parents as they made tarbiyah. They nurtured me, trained me, coached me whilst I was young, whilst I was very, very small. You know, small in size, young in age and so forth. But where is the tarbiyah today? Majority of the parents don't have time. The fathers are busy with their business, with their golf, with their girlfriends and mistresses, most cases. So weekend, where is he going? He'll tell you he's going playing golf. Where golf you going to play? So remember that. There's so many issues. I don't say all, but I'll definitely tell you many are involved. Women, you must remember where they busy in the mall, they busy at pole, they busy at here, busy at here. So parents, therefore, this whole system of taking the woman out from the house and becoming a career lady and going to work and so forth is a disaster for Muslims. Your greatest function was that to make tarbiyah of the children and nurture your children, give them the true love and direction and orientation. So therefore, when they grow up, they don't have worry. Good proposal come and that the lady wants to get married, but they will say, no, I don't like her. Because why? He himself has become khabis, he's impure, immoral. And many a time she will refuse. They say, this guy is half dead, man. Don't expect me to get married to this guy. Look at him, he's half dead. I want the go-getter. I want the blockbuster and so forth. So both parties are like that. Surah 24, verse 26. Al-khabithatu lil-khabithina wal-khabithuna lil-khabithat. Quran says that normally the trend will be this. The impure woman, the immoral woman will go for the immoral man, and the immoral man and immodest man will go for the immodest lady. So that is what happens. But who is to blame? Go to the root cause. Majority of the time, and remember, it is the parents. They say the teachers will teach them in a Muslim school, the Maulana will teach them in a madrasa. It's not really the duty of the Maulana or the teacher. It is your duty primarily. Yesterday I told somebody, Al-Ummu Al-Madrasatul Ula. The mother is the first madrasa. Understand that. But the mother, where? She got no time. She's busy with a cell phone, busy with Hollywood, Bollywood, going to the mall, having affairs, some of them. So what you expect then? So we need to look at this holistically and not selectively.
Mufti Sahab, I didn't pay zakat my whole life. Now I'm 80 years old. What to do? How to calculate? I'm currently collecting pension.
Remember, brother, that still realization came better late than never. So start today, not tomorrow. So calculate from the time you became baligh and mature. You know your history, geography, that were you a poor person initially, did you have assets and so forth. So whatever assets you got now, remember, start giving it out to the poor people. You have a house, you have a car, you have this, you have that. Start giving it out to the poor people and so forth, poor Muslims, and unconditionally, unreservedly. Otherwise, the consequences, brother, are very, very severe. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in the Noble Quran, فَبَشِّرُهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ, that give them, you must remember the announcement, that of a painful punishment for those people who are hoarding, storing their gold and silver, and money will come in also, and they didn't pay, وَلَا يُنْفِقُونَهَا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, so they did not pay their zakat and so forth, and the entire body will be roasted and toasted. That's what Quran is saying, Surah 9, Chapter 9, Verses 34-35, and Almighty Allah states, سَيُتَوَّقُونَ مَا بَخِلُوا بِهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, that wealth will take the form of a snake and a serpent and a yoke, and will crush that person and say, أَنَا كَنْزُكْ أَنَا مَالُكْ أَنَا كَنْزُكْ أَنَا مَالُكْ, I am your wealth, I am your treasure, where you put pala pala in your mattress, under your mattress, in your bank, and here and there. So today you see the punishment. So brother, rather sort things out now immediately. You say you are a pensioner, so remember, but you have assets on your name. Surah 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse 180, rather you die as a pauper than you die without paying your zakat. There are serious consequences, as I mentioned to you from all these verses. Allah Jalla Wala have mercy on us. Never lose hope, brother. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Do not become disillusioned and despair in the mercy of Almighty Allah. إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا. Verily Allah is prepared and will forgive all the sins, but we must take the initiative first. Chapter 39, verse 53.
Mufti Sahab, I went to Turkey recently. I will be to the Blue Masjid, and in the masjid it had paintings of angels, the face of angels, also of Mary and Jesus. Will Salah be accepted?
Salat is valid, but the authorities, remember, today Islam is used just to make money. Whether it's Turkey, whether it's Jordan, whether it's Saudi Arabia, whether it's any Muslim country, you will hardly find a Muslim country that is there to promote Islam. And they will try and commercialize it. You must remember that. Razi rahe Rahman bi, rukhush rahe Shaitan bi. They want to please Almighty Allah and please Lucifer, Satan, Shaitan as well, and so forth. How in heaven's name or hell's name can you have a masjid and there you got pictures and images of Jesus and Mary and angels and so forth and so on? It reminds me when I went to Malaysia. So they took me for a tour, and there right in front stood where the smart masajid, you know, and they have one smart area where they have lakes and all that around the masjid. Beautiful. So I saw a lion right there where the imam stands, you know, a mihrab, what we call the semicircle, the niche. So I told that one sheikh there, I said, are they Yajus? Is Jais all this? He said, Naam, Yajus, it's permissible. If it's a live lion, then it's haram. If it's a dead lion, you just put it there, you know, the image is fine. Now you see, these are the scholars for dollars, you must remember that. Till this ummah does not come back to its original, yu'minuna bil ghaib, to believe on the unseen, the Quran Sharif, the Sunnah Mubarakah, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, Sunnah in Nabawiyyah, till then what? We have to believe that the day of justice, Jannat, all these things which we haven't seen. So remember, then there'll be izzat and honor. But today, by and large, scholars and public have become yu'minuna bil jayb. How we can use Islam to make money and enrich ourselves. So why they did all this? To boost tourism. You know, Turkey is one of the best airports now in Europe and in the world. And their trade is booming, you must remember that. If you take NATO, they have one of the largest armies in NATO and so forth. So it's all just Islam by name and so forth and so on. It's not really Muslim country or something. They will allow prostitution, they will allow so many things going there, and you will go to Turkey and come back with Turkish delight and say it's a wonderful country. So it has a great history, there's no doubt about it. But to say it's an Islamic country, there's no Islamic country. It's a Muslim country, but not Islamic country.
Ufkisab, is it jayz for females to go to the gym?
And then they're going to stretch what? You must remember that. So they're going to stretch their, if I use certain words now. So you must remember this type of thing. You saw a gym. Go to any gym here. You must remember and see. There's so much music. Half the guys are half naked. Half the women are half naked. Any person who's got some self-respect won't even enter in there. And all that music and that is there to send subliminal messages. So you must get into the move. You must get into the groove. You see that? So you will shake your backside even more and more and so forth and all this. Absolutely haram, you must remember that. And then wear so tight, tight clothes and everything, every curve you can see, and then when you pull your leg this side and that side, and somebody else will pull somebody else's leg and so forth. All haram, A to Z, all haram. Okay, Jazakallah khair. Let me give you the programs for today. I see I didn't put it on the list there, and I just remembered now. So many things were going through my mind, you know. So anyway, so today, inshallah, 7 to 9, our brother Bonface will be here, and inshallah, Mawlana Khalid Yaqub will do his program between 7 and 9, and then in the afternoon, 2:30 to 3, inshallah, will be Mawlana Musa Lahir with his majlis, inshallah, Islahi Majlis, stood for self-reformation, self-discipline. And then we have a new program today, starting today, Mawlana Mutala, inshallah. So Mawlana Mutala of Durban from 5 to 6, so he's starting and joining the group. So 5 to 6 today, and then 6 to 8 will be our brother Suleiman Esop with Naat Kirat. Tomorrow morning there's no program. Maw Salim Kareem has to rest. I have to rest also. But I will have the program, inshallah, inshallah, tomorrow afternoon, 2 to 4. And mine is actually, I have to go to Darul Zakaria, inshallah, tomorrow. So 2 to 4, remember, is Q&A with Afiz Wadi tomorrow afternoon. Barakallah feek. Jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته مفتساب جزاكم الله خيرا أحسن الجزاء for this beautiful presentation this morning and inshallah till Monday morning inshallah الذي في أمان الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته